about a fortnight ago when I was off. I was off for 2 days, had a little difficulty with a couple of jocks, so I sacked them, and had to go off and hire two new ones. One I've gotten is a very good talent by the name of Tony Allen, and he'll be out at the end of the month, as well as the other disc jockey. He used to be a newsreader with the Beeb. Hugh, that's the BBC, for those who aren't in the business, the BBC. And I'm sure you know what the BBC is. So they're two quite professional, good jocks, and they'll be coming out at the end of the month. On the flip side of this, you'll find an air check of yours truly. And it's also the sound of the new station sound, if you understand that. We change programs, or I change programs, on the 5th of February, and we're quite pleased. I'm chuffed immensely, to say the least, about the sound of the new programs. We're really sounding like a professional radio station. I wasn't too happy with the way things were run before. That's one reason I stepped up and said, look, I want to be program director. I can do the job and make your station number one. And which if I, in return, I'll get a name out of it. Not that I'm looking for a name, but I want to secure a future rather than a ship sitting out 4 miles at sea. And preferably in England. Yes, in England. I'm damn proud of what I've accomplished thus far. What, 4 years in the radio business, and I'm program director of the most powerful radio station in the world. There's no other radio station as powerful as we are, transmitter-wise. We're 105 kW, which is 105,000 watts. And that's even more, it's triple what WABC is. And WABC is considered one of the most powerful in America. So there you go. I'm proud of that. Just thought I'd throw that in. I actually had to write away to the draft board in Pittsburgh to get further permission to stay out of the country, and the num-num woman there writes through and she says, I'll grant you permission, but you don't need it. I said, thanks a lot, you know, but she sent me out completely rid of it, thank the Lord. We're at the moment completely remodeling, if you want to call it that, the production studio, the room I am sitting in at the present time. We're putting in a new echo unit. Yeah, so this one's a little slow. Because I can say, boom, and you see the reaction's about a second, and it should be about a quarter of a second, or about a half a second. Try it again. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, you see? Well, that one I had to throw all the way. You don't understand it, but we're improving the echo system, the echo chamber, the solo box, which makes my voice go all kind of funny. I'll see if I can't do that for you at the present time. Let's try it. Let's see, what do I have to do? I know. Right, up with, down with that, and go. Walker. Is that strange? You can make jingles that way. You can do this, you see? Oops, hold it. Paul Murray. See? You can make jingles, and you can make all really weird effects on your voice, which is all kind of interesting. Johnny Walker. You see? All kind of interesting, but that's got to be remodeled and everything else, redesigned and improved. So is everything else on this bloody panel. Nothing works in this station. Money a go-go, and they don't spend it on the right things. They spend it on, stupid things. But, like, painting the boat. Now, I mean, who in the hell has to look at a painted boat when you need equipment that works properly? But then again, that's my problem, not yours. I didn't tell you that we had moved headquarters, you see. We moved HQ from Hilversum to Bussum. That's one reason why you couldn't get through to John DeMaul, because he's no longer at that phone number. You're not missing anything, believe you me, after a month out on this bloody thing, you'd want to get off. I haven't been home. I went home, as I said, for Christmas for a week, and I haven't been home since. I got off for 2 days in the last 3 months, and that has been it. Ugh. I've got a week coming in March, and I'm definitely going home. There's just no question about it. I spend some time shooting and... I bought myself a shotgun, I don't know whether I told you that, a little 12-gauge, 12-bore, single barrel, and go rabbit and pheasant and partridge, every kind of shooting you can think of with a shotgun, and we have a good time. 6 minutes now to go before midnight, and I got to wrap this up rather hurriedly, don't I, if I'm going to be on the air. I have to work two shifts, you see, I worked 6 until 9, and then I'll do 9 until 12. I'm normally on 9 till 12. But now I've got to do 12 to 3. Now you're totally confused because I'm confused myself. Now, tonight I did 6 till 9, and I will go back on the air at 12 midnight right down till 3 because I'm short disc jockeys until the end of the month when the two new ones come out. But there we go. We've had, as I said, we have had a beautiful winter. Oh, I just couldn't ask for a better winter. Right now it's a little rough. we've got about a force 4 buoy, which has just caused a little swell in the water, and the boat rocks around about 5-degree rolls. But I've seen it up to 35. I'm sure you heard about our anchor chain snapping way back on the 22nd of November, which was a little nasty. And I thought I was going to lose my life, and so did everyone else on board. But that's all in the past, and I wouldn't like to live through that again for anything in the world. Thank you very much. I've got a photographer, actually one of the jocks on board, Rob Eden. Hello, Rob! You just walk into the studio, mate. Yes, close the door. Thank you very much. Rob Eden, who is our 6-to-9 man, who is at present time working on the air, and I'll have to relieve him. It's only two of us for a while. And what are you smiling about? yo, queen. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Anyway, that's a standing joke, we old queen. In England, they call a fairy a queen. Oh, I only have a minute. Cheers, Rob. Yeah, you're a beautiful mate. Really, appreciate it. I gotta go on the air. He tells me I got a minute to go. Well, you don't have to make sign language through the bleeding door. You can come in and tell me. Cheers. All right. Anyway, I gotta go, good people. As I say, I got a minute and I gotta go on the air. So listen, I'll get back, finish this thing off tomorrow sometime. As I say, it's 1 minute before midnight and the boy has to go. So cheerio till I see you tomorrow. Right? Right, we'll continue then. Right, greetings to you once again. It's now 23 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Saturday night. Gig up time. Just a second, I gotta change earphones. I can't hear myself very well on those. Just over here for a second. Nothing more has really been thought of. Hello, Robbie. What do you want? Took some records. Which ones? Ooh. Oi. Joy. He can't have it. You tell him to get it back. Cheers. Okay. Right, put my earphones on. That's Rob Eden. He just came in. He's doing the Prediction at 40 show this evening, which runs from 6 until 9, so that's one reason we have a little difficulty with the Dutch. They come along and they take our records out of our playlist. Silly boys. Just because they can't have it their own way. They've got 2 hours of programming per day against our, 9 or 10, sometimes even up to 13 hours. And we find unreasonable when they do take records from us, but that's dealing with that, and that again is my problem. Nothing as I can think of much more to add other than the possibility of coming home, or actually not coming home, but coming back to America. I don't know whether it'll be during the summer or possibly even a year from now. I don't know. So many things are pending. I'm working on at the present moment. I don't know whether I told you or not. Going with Radio Norwich, which is a station due to start in about 1973, January of that year. I have made an appointment with the owners, or the people that are backing with their good old money, Radio Norwich, and they will make an attempt to get a license come January 1973. This I hope to get in on, and I hope to approach them, as I say, as soon as I get back, which will be in March. About March the 6th is when I get off. Then I shall approach them and work out a deal saying, well, look, I'll be program director or managing director and I'll run the station where I think the station should be run and make money for you, which I know I'm capable of doing. And just sign a contract, work out details, and then have my solicitor get in touch with them and make final adjustments on the contract and we'll be on the raid. On the road, we might as well add. But that's in the future yet. I have a dinner date with them as soon as I get back. All I have to do is ring them up and say, look, Joe, I'm available. Let's have a talk. But that's in the future. Looking forward to that. I'm damn proud of what I've done with my life thus far. Here I am, program director. Program director of the most powerful radio station in the world. 105 kilowatts. And there ain't no such radio station in the world with that much power. And I'm program director. I say what goes, and it's a gorgeous feeling. But I've worked hard to get thus far. I do care if I see England again. This is the big difference. I found my love, and there's no doubt about it. I like it very much there. And I'm going to make it my home. So that's in the future. And have I lost my echo? Suddenly, my echo has gone. See, this is the problem we're having with this echo chamber. It suddenly cuts on and cuts off. Anyway, I see I'm running out of tape, only, a few hundred feet left. As I say, on the flip side, you'll find an air check. I would appreciate any comments, whether you like the show or not.
I consider it one of the best that I've turned out as a disc jockey in my last 4 years. If you do have comments, do feel free to write them down, or, you know, just pass them on. That always helps to know what the listening audience feels about one. Don't be prejudiced. If you don't like it, say so. But it doesn't mean I'll change me style, because I'm, you know, quite popular this way. I ended up, I think I told you the polls for last year, and there was a New Year's poll taken, and which I came out 25th out of close to, well, 75 jocks in England. I mean, top professional jocks. I'm quite chuffed about that. But then again, you know, makes it all kind of interesting to see what each and every one of us is going to end up with. I've got a beautiful team working underneath me out here. They're just beautiful feathers. Rob, who you just heard just a few minutes ago, has really a nose for music, and he can really pick the hits, which makes it nice because we get a jump on all the other radio stations. Most people listen to AFN, oddly enough, because of the, well, shall I say, the connections they have with America, and they like that type of radio. That's what I've tried to do with 220 here, and it's going over quite big. I'm quite pleased, and again, I'm chuffed immensely to find that we are moving up in the ratings. We have Luxembourg beaten, finally. This has taken some time. Right, so that'll close me out. I got to pull some records for a show. I go on the air at 9 again, 9 till 12, and entertain the 44 million listeners.
Yes.
Wish, yes. Oh, Rob's just looking through the window. He's listening to me on pre-cue, which is kind of a cute system we have worked up here. We can hear everything that's going on in the production studio. Right. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. Remember always, love you.